calls the meeting to order at 3:04 p.m. on the fourth floor of the Joe Crowley Student Unions in room 406. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Supple?
Present.
Senator D. Hall?
Present.
Senator Murphy?
Present.
Senator Prempe?
Present.
Senator Rogers?
Absence excused.
And Senator Watt?
Present.
Quorum is present.
All right, moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we're going to move into agenda item 6A, presentation on providing government documents. So, Senator Murphy and I have already started working on a bill, so I figured now, just like introduce it to you guys. I'll show you guys how I learned how to revise government documents because I did it in judicial council. So this is kind of what I learned and how we went through it. And then I have like a link and stuff. And I'm gonna put this in the legacy box after the meeting. So things that like we would look for are typos, definitely. Weird jargon, like words that probably aren't defined correctly or don't sound right in a sentence. Repetition, because that's one thing that I want to work on, like creating references so we can reference us so we can make the SAS smaller and just reference other sections. Outward sentences kind of work together with weird jargon. And then things that are incorrect. So that falls in line with the fact that Senator Murphy and I are working on a bill to change the legislative internship, as it says there are 20 senators. So we'll have that in there. So I put in sections of the SAS if you guys want to look at them, but I just quoted it. So this is one that I just found really quickly under the duties of legislative clerks in SAS 101, Section 9, Subsection A. So it's all good until there's literally just a random quotation mark. So that's something we're just going to fix really easily. So weird jargon, yes.
Could you go back a slide?
Yes.
I don't know if it's all good up until then.
Well,
because it says there's hereby established the positions of legislative clerks. I think it should say there are hereby established the legislative clerk positions. Right?
Yeah. Or if you wanted to make it singular, you could say the position of legislative clerk.
I think that part is like establishing that there are legislative clerks.
Grammatically, I'd switch that whole sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what the is.
It's like
a singular and it's not singular. So.
Yeah. So I found the quotation mark and I was like, that's something.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like show you guys.
Now that technically is clerical.
Yeah.
So Andrea could just go in there and change it.
Okay.
You wouldn't have to write.
Like a whole bill on it.
If it doesn't change the meaning and it's a weird something, it becomes clerical.
Yeah. I just want to like show like.
But oh yeah, no, it's definitely wonky.
Yeah.
So the quotation would also be clerical?
Like, yeah.
Okay. Because it doesn't change the meaning.
It doesn't change the meaning. Somebody obviously accidentally put in a quotation mark.
Yeah. So then here, I personally was kind of thrown off by this. Right here, demonstration that a reversible error with regard of a conclusion of law may exist. So.
She's fine.
Yeah.
I'm
proof for us.
I'm pretty sure this is under like the judicial council or attorney general as one of them dealing with the burden of proof or election.
I think that's judicial.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's judicial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's something. Yeah, because I found a lot of this stuff from the corrections that we made in judicial council. I have those documents. And then repetition. There's a lot of just, if the president dies, you go after this person. So we can just be like, after this, you are up. Instead of being like, this person, this person, this person, this person, this person, every single time. So it's really easy to find like repetition, especially with like definitions and stuff like that. That's what I noticed. And then awkward sentences. This one just sounds really weird. It's also in judicial counsel. If at any time a justice recognizes that the justice might possess a conflict of interest, that individual shall be relieved from all matters concerning the hearing. So in judicial counsel, like It sounds like it's saying that if another justice sees that another justice has a conflict of interest, that, like, the chief justice has to relieve the justice of the conflict of interest. But, like, in reality, like, a justice should recognize their own conflict of interest and relieve themselves.
Oh,
so,
that's what it's saying.
A justice is the justice with the conflict of interest. So A justice and the justice are the same.
Oh. They are the same?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so wording that is, yes, Dr.
I know where that came from.
Yeah.
That came when they removed all gender pronouns.
Yeah.
Because
so,
it would have said, if at any time a justice recognizes that he might possess a conflict of interest, so they replaced all gender pronouns with titles.
Yeah. So I'm not going to.
So the title is the justice. So if at any time a justice recognizes that the justice.
Yeah, I just wanted to find.
But it is confusing.
Could you just,
Stephen Perpe.
Can you just replace the justice with they?
No, because that's a pronoun.
It's a gender pronoun.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the gender pronoun that's not on the spectrum.
All right.
Yeah. So
right?
We
so,
can tackle this
mm-hmm.
when we're going over the
but
judicial
is that still
process.
There?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, we work in a judicial council, and then obviously we pick it up here. There's a lot of stuff like this that's just confusing. Dr. Beattie.
I would say if at any time a justice recognizes that there is an individual conflict of interest.
That's good.
Or if at any time an individual justice recognizes, I can't say that they have
yeah.
a conflict of interest, recognizes
that
a self-conflict of interest, that individual shall relieve, ooh,
yeah.
that individual's ooh, shall step down from all matters concerning him. Shall
and
step away.
I've chosen
shall.
This sentence to put into the presentation.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We spent so
I could play with that
this.
All day.
Yeah. So we can spend a lot of time in this when we take on judicial counsel, their duties and stuff like that. So we're definitely going to come back to it.
Oh, I want to come back to that.
Yeah. So this is the bill that Senator Murphy and I are working on. It's in the portion, the chapter of the South that goes over legislative internship. So basically the number of legislative interns accepted into the program will be no more than 23 interns. 23 interns is enough for our 25 senators and Speaker of the Senate if everyone is there. So we are just updating it to reapportion it. So that. Those are really simple. Unless, like, we don't know the answer, in which Dr. P is here. So,
I may not know the answer.
This is how I saw it. I kind of based everything off of how Vice President Blangus would revise her documents when she would pass a bill. So, like, you can do strike through. I kind of put it on here. This is how I did it on Google Docs. I'm not exactly sure how on a Word document, but you can probably find it simply on there. So deleting a word or words would putting a line through it, like copy and paste the document into, well, let's just say you copy and paste the SAS, delete it, but you keep the words there. So when we present it at the table, people know what was said before, instead of just having like a completely new document, so people know what's changing. Because I think that's really important to show that what is being changed, instead of just guessing on what's being changed. Are there any questions on that, Senator Murphy?
On the Word document, if you want to know how to do it,
yeah.
So you just highlight it and then click the font dialog box tool. And then there's a strike through option under effects.
Okay, so it's kind of like the same.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so just for clarification, this is not, the line is not going to be in the SAS. I just had to put that out there. So it's not going to have a line in the SAS. Just in case anyone wanted to know. And then adding a word or words. would just be highlighting it so then we know what's new. And again, this is only when passing legislation, not in the SAS or the Constitution. So, I can email you all this link. It's the Act to Amend the Duties of the Director of Sustainability. Okay. So here's all my whereas clauses, all that. And then here's the addendum. Basically, so all the highlight are like parts are parts that were added in, and then the strike throughs are parts that were removed. I personally don't think that we would have to take this on, but I definitely would want to review it just in case, like, we have a conversation with the new director of sustainability when they are appointed and be like, is there anything that confuses you? Because it's not going to be Director Jubilee again. So, with a fresh face coming in, we can ask them if there is anything that confuses them about the SAS, about their duties. And like, we can do, I really want to do that with all the directors, like campus and public relations, director of wellness, director of ledge affairs. Cause I don't, well, as far as we know, director of sustainability is going to be new. I think director of wellness is going to be new. We already have a new director of campus and public relations. We have a new, well, no, she was in diversity and inclusion. So, I mean, I think the most benefit we can is asking new people what they see is wrong with this SAS. So then we know what to clarify. Because they're coming in as new students that weren't familiar with ASUN. Because, like, if we ask an intern, they're probably going to be more familiar with it than someone just coming in. That was not off topic, but still related. So we have the addition of Earth Day and Arbor Day. I mean, you guys can all look through it, and I expect you to look through it. I believe these were changed in the SAS already, but if not, they're all online, and there's a whole summer to read it.
So you mentioned, like, meeting up with the new people and stuff.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to assign us to a department head so we can just work with them continuously to
yes.
for their needs? Okay.
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
When are you planning on doing that?
Whenever we go through this house.
Okay.
Because here's, I'm going to, like, get to it in my next line. But, yeah. We can move on to that when I get
Oh, yeah.
To
I was just wondering.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Because, I mean, obviously we can always come back to this. Senator Murphy.
What's an addendum? Or how do you say it?
Addendum?
Yeah.
It's like just an addition to the SAS, like a change.
It's an attachment.
Okay.
So they'll say, like, so when legislation comes through, it'll say, whereas this, whereas that, whereas this, whereas that, change everything in addendum A. And then you attach addendum A, and it has strikeouts and highlights.
It does replace the previous.
It does replace the previous document.
So that means, would we have to do addendum A if, in regards to this? Because it would probably be just like one line.
But it depends on if you're going to put the wording in the legislation or not. The wording is not in the legislation, you need addendum, because you need to be transparent to the public. The point of the addendum is so people that can look at it before the meeting and know what's going on.
Okay.
Yep, so I would attach an addendum.
Okay, just want to make sure.
So,
Sean Murphy.
So if we replace, so if we just made that change, it would replace the whole section of the ASUN intern or legislative internship. Is that right?
Sorry.
So if we like changed that, would that replace the whole entire ASUN internship program, legislative internship section?
It would replace exactly what's there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions? All right, so moving into agenda item 6B, assigning of portions of the class. So here's how I wanted to start this. I'm going to share this with you guys, so I just wanted to go over it. And I also want to talk about and get your opinions on it. We're still going to stick to Robert's rules, so just keeping that in mind. This is my goal, that you guys all have read the SAS by the end of the summer. I'm not saying, like, understand it, but, like, know what it is, what's in it. Because, like, a lot of you are familiar with it, because, like, I hear you guys talking, like, for the SAS when we're asking questions and new appointments and stuff like that. But there are parts of the SAS that aren't just director duties. Like, there's scholarships that we're involved in, programs, all these stuff, like creations of departments, rules, sort of. Like, the entire first chapter is kind of how to approach the SAS. So, here, I'm going to get up the SAS if you guys want to look at that with me, or you can just look at it here. So, okay, so part two of this. Do you guys want a meeting next Thursday? It would still be 3 to 4. I have a room booked already, but I can cancel it if you guys don't want to, because I know it's finals, and I know that's a rough time. Senator Murphy?
I have a final at that time, okay. So I think I'll be able to make it.
Senator Hall?
It would depend on, like, if you think we need one, depending on what you want to do.
Well, that's kind of where. See, we can either approach it as we have a meeting. You would be excused from the meeting, Senator Murphy. We can have another meeting and have read chapter one and then go over chapter one and how we approach that. So then going into summer, we all know how to tackle it. Even though chapter one is, like, easy stuff, it's, like, purpose, preferencing, procedure of amendments, the hierarchy. Like, it's literally just how to read the SAS. And then obviously it gets into, like, you know, the Nevada Student Leader ACN Scholarship and stuff like that. So, Senator Parfait.
So the purpose of a potential meeting on May 9th would be to see, like, if we all read chapter one, or
it would be to check if we all, like, understand how to read the SAS. Because it's a big document, and I don't want you guys to go in and be, like, really confused over the summer, because I'm not going to be here. I mean, you guys can reach out to me at any time, but, like, I'm going to be away. Senator Watt.
When did you say the possible meeting time would be? Okay.
It would be 3 to 4 next Thursday, May 9th, in this room. Senator Watt.
I think a benefit to it would be to, like, practice now, come next week, and, like you said, go over the ratings and stuff, and then go over goals for the summer, unless you wanted to do the goals for the summer now. But I think before we leave, we should definitely have an overview of what we're doing for the summer.
Yeah, that's kind of what the goal of next week's meeting would be. Who would be able to go? Okay. So I'd also have to check in with Senator Rogers to see if she would be able to be here. But if you three come, then we meet quorum. So would you guys want to come and go over what we read? Okay. So, based on that, I have this. I'll share it with you guys, and I could also put it in the Nevada box for DevOps. Senator Murphy.
If you want, I can, like, take a part of the SAS now if you want me to review it over the summer.
What I want to do over the summer is just read the SAS. Just read it.
Okay.
Not, like, want... I mean, you can, like, think about changing things and write it down. But I just want you guys to read it so you know what the SAS is. And, like, just be familiar with it. That's, like, all I want. That and the Constitution. And also, if anyone wants to take it up with me, Judicial Council charge sheets... Those are really simple if you look at them. if you have any questions of those and want to be a part of that project, you can email me or text me, send an email.
Just out of curiosity, where can you see the judicial charge sheets?
Okay, so. So it's in documents under Nevada ASU. So here's Constitution and SAS. Charge sheets. And at the bottom, here's judicial charge sheets. These are kind of like their findings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's charge sheets. And then it's the Attorney General. His opinions and stuff like that.
That
so, yeah. Like, here. Like, here's a charge sheet.
Okay.
Yeah. See, here's the problems. It's not all the same for everyone, because it's not just the Attorney General making charge sheets. So if you want to go through that, you can. It's not going to be a mandatory thing, but it's something that I want to work on, and you could also take on that project. So yeah, they're just under documents. So I will share the assignments with you guys to have. This is going to be applicable now until the end of our session, unless someone leaves the committee or something like that. But yeah, that's how that's gonna work. I wanna start, since we have decided that we're going to have a meeting next week, we read chapter one, which is like 2 pages. Yeah, 2 pages. So I'm not expecting that much. Just for you guys to read it. And if you see any problems, like, go for it. But yeah, so have read chapter one of the SAS so we can come and talk about it and kind of reference for how we're going to tackle the summer. And then when we get like a calendar, does anyone know when we come back? After.
To school?
Yeah.
I know the Friday is August
3rd. Dr. Beatty?
I know your retreat is August 12th to 14th.
Okay. Okay. So then,
do you,
would I have a meeting?
Do you know if that conflicts with Nevada Fit?
No,
not anymore.
It does not.
Okay.
It's before Nevada Fit. So it is the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Nevada Fit.
Okay.
That's stressful.
I know.
So stressful.
So let's say I have a
meeting. Last year it was during Nevada Fit.
So last year, no. This year, let's say for next semester, I have Thursday meetings 3 to 4, but I have one Thursday the 15th, Dr. Beatty.
What happened?
If I were to have meetings at like this 3 to 4 Thursday next semester, would I have one on the 15th, or should I wait until the 22nd, like the week after retreat?
Yeah, so what will happen is Savannah will suspend the rules of Senate,
mm-hmm.
and she won't bring them back until school's actually started.
Okay. So, I'll get that date, and I will put it in the Excel sheet. So, basically, these two are going to be just read. And then, from there on out, it's going to be to revise and talk to people. And then we're going to create bills and pass them and change the SAS. So that's what I'm expecting of you guys for this semester and next semester and the summer. Senator Pepe.
Actually, never mind. I rejected the question.
Okay. So I'm just going to put. So that's just going to read Senator Rumpay.
Will this be constantly updated throughout the summer, or in terms of like certain parts you want us to like read? Or,
no, or you. If you want, you can save it all until the last day of summer. That's your choice. I'm just saying, have chapter two. Well, basically, have the entire sauce done and read by the meeting. We come back, which I would obviously send an email to you all about. But that's what I expect to have done. Is there any like questions about that? Okay. So, do you guys want to give me your Gmail so I can share this to you, or do you want it just on the Vada box, or both?
Vada box.
Okay. So I'll put this on the Vada box. Hopefully tonight, because I have to go to work after this. But I think that's how we're gonna do it. You guys should take it at any pace that you want. If you have any questions, you can email me, or just write it down. We can come back to it. And then even from there, if you guys want like to specifically take on sections of SAS, if you're passionate about it enough, I guess, I guess go for it. You can just write down, I'll assign it to you, and you can have at it once we get back. So, final word on this. Over the summer, I expect you guys to read the entire SAS. You don't have to do anything with that, just read it. Are there any questions? Senator Watt.
Can we, when we're reading through it, can we like highlight what sections and then bring it back? Okay.
Yes.
I feel like that should be encouraged.
Yeah, I would. I totally do encourage it, but I'm not saying it's required.
Alright.
Like, if you guys want to come back and have something that you guys want to change immediately, or I'm pretty sure as long as Senate isn't suspended, I guess, can we pass a bill? Or no, because it wouldn't go through committee.
It goes straight to Senate.
Okay, so
yeah, in the summer they fast track.
So if you guys really, really are passionate about it and don't want to wait until next semester, I guess you could go for it over the summer. It's not, please don't think it's required to do it. I, like, bare minimum, I want you guys to read it. Any other questions? Okay. Moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Oh, I have one thing. Senator Hall, you're meeting with Attorney General Moore. When is that?
I'm meeting with Attorney General and the Director of Elections tomorrow at 12 at noon.
Senator Murphy.
Where are you meeting at?
Where? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. That's great. I really don't know.
Can anyone join you?
Anyone can. I'm specifically going because following the Attorney General's appointment, because like I'm pretty interested in the elections code and like I was asked to sit on the elections advisory board. So I didn't like how in the SAS it says initiatives and referendums for students would take a year because. And I was meeting with them tomorrow to talk about, like, just, like, the elections code and what they're doing for that time. So that's what I'm just meeting. Yeah, you can come. I can ask them, when is it going to be? And, like, yeah, when is it going to be? Because I don't know. We haven't set a, like, place yet.
Yeah, can you please send me notes on that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would love to be a part of that conversation, but
yeah.
I have to work at that time.
That
so
works.
I just want to be a part of that. And I know Senator Murphy also wants to be part of changing the elections code.
Oh, you're into that too? Okay, me too. Because, like, the elections code and the Attorney General duties, like, they're a mess.
Yeah, so. That's also. I mean, under my job duties, it says to fix the elections code, so.
Really? Isn't that an Attorney General's duties?
Yeah, no, it's like a cohesive thing. Because it involves changing the government documents too. Because the elections code is in the SAS.
Well, yeah, the entire SAS.
Yeah. So, you can just write notes about what's happening and then send them to me, and then I'll get in touch with the Director of Elections Little and Attorney General Moore about that. Because I was planning on tackling all those projects when we get back.
Yeah, me too. I just wanted to see where they're at right now and what they're planning on doing. Because I was looking into that too, like writing legislation, but obviously we can all team up and do it, because I feel like that's the way to go about it since the SAS is so complicated.
Yeah, Senator Murphy.
Also, Senator Harms is very interested in it. We met with Daniel Little already.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of ideas, so.
I can text her too and ask her if she wants to join us tomorrow.
Okay, will you keep me updated?
Yeah, I can CC you in the email.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, so that sounds like a plan. Also, I just want to remind everyone to stick to Robert's rules, even when we're just having a conversation like this, because I didn't suspend Robert's rules. I just want to put that out there for everyone. Okay, is there any other public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, I adjourn this meeting at 3:35 p.m.